You've got attuned to KEXP. We're listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online at kexp.org, streaming around the world. I'm Cheryl Waters. I'm very excited to have Yako Gardner live in studio today. Welcome.
Thank you.
Going to start with a couple songs?
Yes, we are.
Great.
Thank you.
Yako Gardner live on KEXP. That sounded wonderful. Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I loved your last album, Cabin of Curiosity, so it's so exciting to hear that song, Clear the Air. And I can't stop listening to the new record, Hypnophobia. It is absolutely wonderful.
Glad you like it.
And I'm so happy that you're here playing these songs live in studio, and you all sound so great as a band. Your sound just is so delightful, and it's so unique to you. I mean, it's recognizable for me as your music. And a lot is made of the analog sounds in your music, and you use some beautiful vintage instruments that I understand you collect, and you manipulate analog tape. But you definitely make great use of modern digital equipment. That seems to be an important part of your toolkit. And I'm wondering, to create your sound, how you think about combining those two.
It's something that I think you can't get around these days. It's something that I think everybody who wants to get to a point that's, you know, discover a little bit of new territory or experiment with sounds, it's good to combine the best of the new world and the old world, I guess. Analog and digital is really nice to combine, I think.
It seems that you don't necessarily just use the digital equipment because it's what's available, but that you kind of enjoy noodling around with it. I understand that you produce all your own records and play most of the instruments on it. Is that an important part of the song making creation process for you?
Yeah, definitely. Also, being a producer and being able to, you know, decide about what kind of delays I'm hearing or what kind of reverbs and things like that are very important for me in the songwriting part as well.
You started making music pretty young, and when I was reading some interviews with you, it sounds like you also started producing your own music at quite a young age. What's been your journey in making music?
Well, I think when I started recording my first demos and stuff, that's when I also started producing myself. So when I started learning to write songs and play guitar and things like that, when I was about 15 years old, and mostly into like Syd Barrett and things like that, I would also record myself. So that kind of developed into what it is now, and it all kind of grew into that, playing instruments and also producing in the studio.
You have your own studio, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Where do you live and where are you making music? Is that where you grew up? Or?
Yeah. Most of my life was there in Hoorn, which is about half an hour from Amsterdam up north.
Is it a small community?
It's a pretty small community, but the city of Hoorn has a nice... the history of Hoorn is pretty interesting because it was big in like the Golden Age, and like there were all these Dutch sea explorers that came into the Western world through that point, that city. So there's a lot of interesting history around it.
And it sounds like you're close to Amsterdam, so that's nice. You get the best of
Definitely,
both worlds.
Yeah.
It looks to me like you are on a crazy tour through the year, so
yeah.
I'm hoping that you enjoy being on the road.
It's really nice. It's definitely something that there's no other way of you know, having these kind of experiences and seeing these kind of places in the world. Touring around the United States especially, because this tour is a 5-week tour where we're driving all over the place and we're actually seeing a lot of terrain and changing landscapes and things like that. So it's really wonderful and feels like a big adventure.
And it sounds like you enjoy hanging out with these guys. You sound incredible together.
Definitely, yeah. We all enjoy hanging out together.
Tonight you're playing in Vancouver, and tomorrow night you'll be down in Portland, Oregon, and we would love to hear more music.
All right. We will play more.
Yako Gardner is live here on the KEXP.
Thank you.
right, last song. This song's called Find Yourself.
Yako Gardner live here in the KEXP studios. Hypnophobia, one of my favorite albums this year. I think I listened to that song 25 times in a row the other day. Still not tired of it.
Cool.
I love it. Thank you all so much. You sound fantastic. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Playing up
Thanks
at Vancouver tonight at the Fox Cabaret, tomorrow night at the Doug Fir Lounge in Portland, Oregon. Again, Hypnophobia, the brand new album from Yako Gardner. You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.